Well, you know what? I'll get to that question actually in a second here, but I do have a little bit of an announcement, you know, obviously to make here. We had some conversations, obviously, with one of our unrestricted free agents, Mark Stewart, and we have agreed to terms with Mark on a 4-year contract. Kalen will hand out the press release there, but you know, it was something that you know, we've been working on for a little bit here now, and it came together very, very quickly in the end. And so very, very pleased and excited to announce that you know, that Mark will be part of our organization moving forward here, a big part of the leadership group. And very, very excited. I talked with Mark shortly, a couple of minutes ago here, actually, and it's you know, certainly something that he had a desire to stay in Winnipeg and wanted to be a part of our organization moving forward, and you know, certainly very excited to announce that today.
How many teams came to you looking for a trade for Mark Stewart, and was it a case of, you know what, there's no way we're trading him at this point, we're signing him, and that's our initial goal?
Well, I didn't really keep track of the numbers. Certainly there were teams that were extremely interested in him. You know, I think he would have been a tremendous, you know, rental type of player. And you know, for a team going into, you know, a long playoff battle, or a team that is, you know, considered a favorite, I think he would have been a real prize catch. But, you know, from our organization standpoint, you know, again, the leadership that he provides, you know, the type of person that he is, you know, he is what the Winnipeg Jets, you know, are about when it comes to, you know, having a character type of person. So when the teams did call, you know, it was a quick, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can to sign Stewie. And that was kind of left at that, and respectful at that. You know, it is interesting as we started to continue to win some games leading up to the deadline, you know, the calls kind of shifted. You know, like during the season, you know, you're always getting the calls like, well, maybe, you know, if you hate to say it, but if things don't go your direction, what are you going to do? To the point of, you know, hey, you know, if things keep going that way, you know, would you have an interest in this guy? So, you know, and again, maybe a little shift in the area codes of the calls that you're calling and coming in as well. Well, I think that what you see is what you get with Mark Stewart. You know, he comes to play each and every night. You know, he's a leader on the ice. He's a leader off the ice that, you know, most of you don't get to see behind closed doors. He's a very caring individual, very passionate individual. Really, really respected and liked by his teammates and by his coaches. And, you know, when I told Paul that we were getting very, very close to an extension, it was probably one of the bright moments, you know, in a dark situation yesterday after, you know, after, you know, hearing the news, you know, with regards to Scheif. So, you know, again, can't say enough about how the job that, you know, his agent did in getting this done really quickly with us. You know, we did a deal with, obviously, with him in the past, you know, and again, I think he knows what this organization stands for and what we're trying to build.